702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
News from elsewhere in the world, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Adam Gilchrist, I'm so fascinated by this reunion story from Colombia, 52 years later.
Yeah, a story of survival and reunion. It's kind of nice with a slight dark side. Aura Guerrero León was kidnapped at the age of 4 in 1972. She'd gone out to a corner store. She was only a little girl, obviously, but just locally to where she lived. She'd gone out to a corner store in Bogota to buy a cookie and was snatched at the end of the street by a woman. The kidnapper's plan appears to be that they intended to sell her in another town, a couple of hundred kilometers away. Indeed, they took her to that town. She eventually got dumped, but a loving couple took her in. I don't believe she had the wherewithal to explain where she'd come from or where she should be taken back to. That's not clear. But anyway, her parents were looking for her. They didn't stop looking for her. They went from town to town across Colombia. They moved house multiple times. Her brother, Fidencio, moved school multiple times. 52 years on, a chance photo swap on Facebook, and suddenly Fidencio said, "That's my sister." I mean, he recognized her, even though she was 4 when she went missing and is now aged 56. Sadly, the parents died a few years ago. But Fidencia and Aura have been reunited as brother and sister, tears and flowers and some very big hugs. And in Aura's words, it is something wonderful that only God can do. She's kind of ignored the terrible thing that happened to her all those years ago. But do you know what? Positivity in such adversity, we could all learn from that a little bit, couldn't we?
Goodness me, 52 years later, what an extraordinary story. There's a book in that, certainly. Talk to me about prize money at the Olympics.
Now, what do you think? Good idea? Bad idea? And once upon a time, it would have been unthinkable, of course, but gold medalists in 48 track and field events are going to get money. This is not coming from the Olympic Committee. It's coming from World Athletics. They are awarding athletes specifically, not swimmers or judo or cyclists or whatever. And they will get the gold medals, the equivalent of 900,000 rand at the upcoming Paris Olympics. Imagine a Carl Lewis or a Jesse Owens. I mean, ka-ching, 4 or 5. Wow. Winners of the regional events, though, have to share the money, which seems really tough. Hang on a moment. A share. But, you know, we're talking $50,000, 900,000 rand or so. Nothing yet for silver or bronze, just kudos. Apparently, the taking part doesn't count anymore. That money, though, might come at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. So, obviously, the Olympics, once upon a time, all about the Corinthian spirit, amateur only, selfless sacrifice and prestige. But, I mean, let's be honest, there have been professionals at the Olympics for at least 40 years, realistically. So, cash rewards, though. What do we think? Good idea? Is it going to create a two-tier Olympics in Paris, those who are winning gold and money and those who aren't?
Well, of course, let's not mention the sponsorships and everything else that comes with it. That's probably small change, actually, when you consider how much more they get off the field. Now, Adam, this is the kind of self-promotion Don King might have been proud of. What did this German gallery worker do?
So, yes, in this art gallery in Germany, basically, he hung his own painting on the wall. A member of the gallery's technical services team in Munich. He's also a budding artist, although he is 50-odd, so I don't know how budding you can be. Anyway, he drilled a couple of holes and popped up his own painting. It was in an empty passageway. It was around the corner from all the Picassos and the Dalis and so forth. The painting was quickly discovered. I don't think it was a self-portrait, but the painting was quickly discovered. He has duly been sacked and, I believe, banned for life from the gallery. That seems harsh. Do you know what? You think in the art world, self-promotion is absolutely what it's about. Promotion of any kind. Does that punishment seem a bit harsh? I have to ask because I have painted, genuinely, I have painted my own vase with sunflowers. And though I say it myself, it's an acrylic paint sunflowers in the vase. It's rather good. Would it really be wrong if I hung it next to that other guy's sunflowers in the National Gallery in London? Would that be wrong?
That other guy. I would have been curious. I mean, if I was the curator of this gallery, I would have been curious, depending, of course, on how bad or if it was reasonably okay-ish, I would have been curious to see what the reaction might have been of people coming to the gallery, whether they would recognize that in fact it was made by one of the workers or whether it had potential.
Make a thing of it, absolutely. By the way, I think it's a couple of years ago, something similar in Bonn, and at their gallery, they kept the painting and auctioned it off for charity, and it made quite a lot of money. Why not? You know, we need more artists. Why not?
Yeah, or we need different curators for these galleries. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's World View.